Every Monday night at the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a group of people get together and they make music. It isn't complicated. They come in, they get on stage, and they play to a room half full of musicians and half full of people at the bar who just came in for a drink. Ordinarily, these performances would be ephemeral moments, living on only in the memories of the players and of the crowd. But the sound man, with the permission of the artists, has been recording some of this music. My name is PJ Shapiro. I am the sound man, and I'll be your host for Something Live. Thanks for joining me. I'll be bringing you live performances taken straight from the board at the Cantab Lounge. We'll be hearing original music from renowned songwriter Mark Simos and two different takes on alternative Americana from Janae Halstead and from The Low Anthem. I'll be speaking with the ukulele king of the Cantab, Mr. Ed White, here in the Something Live studios. I'll also be bringing you traditional Delta blues from Jeremy Lyons and some brand new blues rock from Mark Greenbaum. First up, The Low Anthem, a trio based in Providence, Rhode Island, played a stunning feature set at the Cantab on May 26, 2008. I think they also set a record for the most instruments ever used in one set by three people. This is a live performance of the first song from their new CD, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, called To Ohio.
Left Louisiana on the rail line. Left Louisiana on the rail line. Lost my love before her time. Lost my love before her time. All the way to Ohio, all the way to Ohio. Every new love was just a shadow. Every new love was just a shadow. Cause once you found love, you don't know how to find love. And once you've known love, you don't know how to find new love. All the way to Ohio, all the way to Ohio. Voice singing in the pines of Ohio. You'd hear that voice singing in the pines of Ohio. Saying, bless your soul, you cross that line to Ohio. Bless your soul, you cross that line to Ohio. All the way to Ohio, all the way to Ohio, all the way to Ohio, all the way to Ohio.
You can find more music and information about The Low Anthem's new CD at thelowanthem.com or by following the links at somethinglive.net. Songwriter Mark Simos has had his music recorded by Alison Krauss, Laurie Lewis, and the Wayfaring Strangers, among others. He currently teaches songwriting at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. On June 30th, 2008, he joined us at the Cantab to play a very rare and very well-received feature set. This song is called Fish Out of Water.
You were only a breath of wind. You were only the ghost of thunder by the smoky light of a damp wood fire. I struck a path that was too hard to follow by the side of a lightning struck tree. Turned down a deal with a smooth-tongued devil who laughed and tipped his hat to me. And he said, go then swim like a salmon at spawning time. Go and leap every waterfall you can find. You'll always be a fish out of water. You'll always be a fish out of water. Pundits have had their day. Carefully they've explained my options. You can carry a candle for Joan of Arc. You can't rescue Amelia Earhart. But I turn with a look of scorn. Wouldn't kneel for the small change they tossed me. Followed wise men's advice before. It never gained me more than it cost me in stolen dreams and destiny sabotage. And they said, go then swim like a salmon at spawning time. Go and leap every waterfall you can find. You'll always be a fish out of water. You'll always be a fish out of water. I never learned the mockingbird song. I never learned the fence rail fandango. I never learned to hold my peace for those pieces of silver. I just kept on talking, talking for voices that cried in my head, cried out in words of some innocent language whose letters are clouds in the sky. And they sang, go then swim like a salmon at spawning time. Go and leap every waterfall you can find. You'll always be a fish out of water. You'll always be a fish out of water. And so I offer the secret sign. You and I both know that we're only travelers, wandering like orphans through this wounded land. You were that breath of wind, you were the thunder, and all those moments come back to me. The battles we fought and the angels that flew down to minister to our wounds. And they sang, go then swim like a salmon at spawning time. Go and leap every waterfall you can find. You'll always be a fish out of water. You'll always be a fish out of water. Go thou, be a fish out of water.
Master Craftsmanship from Mark Simos. You can find his website by following the link in the artist section of somethinglive.net. Now we've got some slide guitar from Mr. Delta Billy himself, Jeremy Lyons. Jeremy has appeared previously, both as a guest and as a featured artist here at Something Live. This is a song with a very long history, Worried Life Blues.
Someday, well, someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Gonna tell all the people in your neighborhood you're a mean mistreater, don't mean nobody no good. Well, someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Well, that cold, cold wind, that old chilly breeze, it's gonna blow on through your raggedy BVDs. Well, someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Find information about Jeremy's tour schedule and his numerous CD releases at his website, deltabilly.com, or click on the link at somethinglive.net. My guest today is a performer who gives full-throttle renditions of his original songs every week at the Cantab. More often than not, he brings new material as he is a prolific songwriter with an unmistakable voice. He is the ukulele king of the Cantab, Mr. Ed White. Ed, welcome to the spacious and opulent Something Live Studios.
Thank you, PJ. It's great to be here.
When did you first pick up a ukulele, and did you have any idea at the time how significant it would end up becoming for you?
Of course not. I used to play guitar, E, A, and D, and write my songs on it. And then I actually went out to San Francisco, and someone had told me to go check out the Lark in the Morning music store. They sell musical instruments and stuff. So I went there, and I was just looking for something different. And I saw the ukulele, and I asked how much it was. It was, I believe, $22.
$22, so, that would change your life forever.
So I thought, you know, what have I got to lose? So I bought it, and I went back to my hotel room, and I wrote, actually, my first song, like, in the first 5 minutes, I wrote that song, Judy, for Judy the bartender. And the next night I went to the open mic in San Francisco, the Hotel Utah. I came back the next week at the Cantab Lounge and played Judy there, and the rest is history. I've been playing now every week, and new songs every week for 3.5 years. So, yeah, just kind of that's the story. Mm-hmm.
What was the music that inspired you to start playing and writing your own material?
You know, I grew up on 70s AM radio. So, you know, it was just so diverse. And, you know, I mean, you know, it sounds corny now, but Elton John was on there, you know, David Bowie was coming up. And, you know, there were just a lot of songwriters, Jim Croce, and everyone had a unique voice. And, you know, Joni Mitchell, you know, had AM hits in the 70s, the solo Beatles. And, you know, but I think, you know, just hearing all these different songwriters and saying, you know, geez, that, I think I could do that. Mm-hmm. So I did.
Do you ever, when you're playing at the Cantab, do you ever, are there specific artists that you're trying to kind of imitate in your performances?
No. Never. I mean,
so 100% original.
Well, you know, not to, but I mean, like, you know my set. You do my sound every week, the best sound
guy
in the world.
I do. The people listening don't.
Well, but you know, to answer your question, I'll do two originals, but then I'll do a cover song, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, you know, I just like other people's songs, but I don't try to, you know, try to sound like anyone or, you know.
Speaking of your own material, how about a song for us?
Sure. This is a song I wrote as a duet for my friend Sir Cecil, who actually has never done this song with me, so I've had to do it solo, and I'll kind of do both parts. And this is a theme to... Cecil was a big fan of the movie Short Bus, so I wrote the theme to Short Bus, and this is called Short Bus.
Well, life's too short, it'll pass you by. Gonna have some fun before I die. I'm gonna get on the bus, get on the bus, get on the bus, get on the bus. Gonna get on the short bus to life. Well, life's too short to sit around and cry. So wipe those tears from your pretty little eyes and get on the bus, get on the bus, and get on the bus, get on the bus, get on the short bus to life. Well, sometimes you gotta take, sometimes you gotta give, but in this life of give and take, you can't forget to live. Yeah, life's too short, and so am I. I'm gonna get on the bus and hold my head up high. I'm gonna get on the bus, get on the bus, gonna get on the bus, get on the bus, gonna get on the short bus to life. Yeah, life's too short to wonder why. Before you know it's time to say goodbye. So get on the bus, get on the bus, get on the bus, get on the bus, yeah. Get on the short bus to life. Oh baby, get on the short bus, get
Ed White here in the Something Live studios.
Yeehaw!
So, let's talk about the your ennoblement, or that's not really a word, but let's talk about your title.
Say, what does that mean, ennoblement?
Let's talk about your title, the Ukulele King. How did that all happen?
God, I'll tell you. You know, I was at the Cantab Lounge, as I am usually on a Monday night, and Jeff Bartley christened me the Ukulele King. He just started calling me the Ukulele King of the Cantab Lounge, much to the undelight of all the other ukulele players who come there. But I think just because I played there the longest and the most frequently that I just sort of got the crown that way. But I owe it all to Jeff Bartley. And
mm-hmm. And you bring up something kind of interesting. There are a lot of ukulele players right now.
There are a lot
of people out there. What do you think that all started to happen? What is it about the ukulele that everybody finds so appealing?
I have no idea, you know, and I can't answer for other people because I just can't get into their heads, nor do I care to. I know for me, you know, one of the big problems I had was carrying around that big guitar, you know, so carrying around this ukulele is really easy for me. But for me, it sort of fit my voice and it fit my songwriting. So for me, it just worked. I have no idea why other people do it and with this whole ukulele craze. And, you know, some are good, some are not so good, you know, just like guitar players and everyone else, mm-hmm. I guess. So.
Right. Change gears for a second. You, spin around and crash. Oh, no, wait. Okay. You originally had a theater background before you became a musician. How is performing as a musician on stage at the Cantab different from getting up in a theater and acting?
Well, it's completely different as any half decent actor will tell you, or any schlep. The difference is when you're doing theater, there's a fourth wall. You don't address the audience. You don't. You have a script, and you kind of the audience isn't there. You know, you're there, and they watch you, but you kind of pretend they're not there. When I play live, I try to interact the audience as much as I can. I talk to them. I point at them. I make fun of them. It's just fun for me to do. It's like it's just completely different. It's not an actor playing a role. It's me getting to be the little the bad boy at school, kind of, you know, just getting to do whatever I want and getting away with it, kind of. So it's completely different. It's in a way it's like another character, mm-hmm. but that fourth wall is completely gone and anyone's game.
So what do you think is when do you feel like you've got the best connection with the audience, when you're just that fourth wall is completely obliterated? What sets you up for that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I like it when the audience reacts to, you know, so the more they react, the more I'm going to respond to that kind of thing. It's like a give and take kind of thing. Sometimes they'll sit there like a lump of coal, and, you know, it makes it challenging, but it's just different. You know, it's, I don't know.
Okay. Well, would you care to play us out?
I think I would.
Great.
This next song is called Summer, because it's the end of the summer. Singing in the summer, and you're dreaming of a summer holiday. Hey, hey. Your breath.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, PJ. Thank you once again for being such a gracious host.
You can hear Ed White every Monday night at the Cantab Lounge. You can also find his MySpace page by following the link at somethinglive.net. Mark Greenbaum plays rock and electric blues. Of his own style, he says, "They say I sound like that guy Eric. I don't get it." This is an original song of Mark's, recorded October 15th, 2007, Fall is in the Air.
I'll do it a couple more times. Now summer's gone, baby, fall's in the air. Sunny days and cool night air. How with you, baby? And now I'm on the town. Now walking hand in hand all around. Fall's in the air. Leaves everywhere. I take a walk in a park. I have a kiss in the dark. Now baby falls in the air. I dream of sitting with lights down low. I'm just watching the fire glow. Summer's gone, now come what may. Now let's make the best of today. Babies, falls in the air. And now leaves everywhere. I take a walk in a park. have a kiss in the dawn, and baby falls in the air. Sun in our eyes, a geese in a chevron flight, hearing you sigh, now my oh my. Lilies in our hair, baby, what do we care? Now leaves everywhere, and now falls in the air.
You can find more music from Mark Greenbaum at his MySpace page. Just follow the link at somethinglive.net. On August 11th, 2008, singer-songwriter Janae Halstead played a feature set at the Cantab, showcasing her own brand of new Americana. This is a live performance of the title track from Janae's CD, The River Grace.
I've seen the fires, they rage through nightfall and cloud the stars. Felt the sorrow in my bones, it shakes me awake and night it won't leave me alone. I do it all to walk the river grace, I do it all to walk. Scars and my tears don't fall like a rain. They run slow and hot, don't ease. I do it all to walk the river grace. I do it all to walk the grace. The sirens are calling their sweet songs, lulling me home. Two more miles to go, press the undertow, take me home, take me home. His feet in the water and his heart in my hands. He's banks, oh, the tears that I'd cried. A lonely ghost now haunts the riverside. I do it all to walk the river grace. I do it all to walk the river grace. I risk it all to walk the river grace. I do it all.
That was Janae Halstead and her band, Live at the Cantab. You can find out where Janae is playing and get information about her CD at her MySpace page. Just follow the link at somethinglive.net. Thank you again for listening. If you're a musician who'd like to appear on a future show, or if you have a question or comment about today's show, just send me an email. The address is pjshapiro@somethinglive.net. This is the September 5th, 2008 show. Something Live was produced, written, recorded, mixed, edited, and hosted by yours truly, PJ Shapiro. Special thanks to all of today's artists and to Ellen Groves and Jeff Bartley for technical assistance. Guests on Something Live receive promotional considerations, including a random grocery item from my shelves and all the bubble wrap they can pop. The views expressed on Something Live do not represent those of any sentient being. Something Live is a production of Inter Vivos Media, LLC. Remember to come back to somethinglive.net for the next show, October 7th, 2008.